Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨.
Will you please turn in your Bibles to Psalm 19?
请打开诗篇第十九篇.
Turn to the book of Psalm 19. We'll read verses 7 through 11.
诗篇第十九篇第七至十一节.
Please listen as I read.
请听我读.
The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold. Yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them thy servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward.
耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧；耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心；耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。 耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远。耶和华的典章真实，存言公义，都比金子可羡慕，且比极多的精金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下滴的蜜甘甜。况且你的仆人因此受警戒，守着这些，便有大奖。
Let's just take a moment and come back to the Lord in prayer.
我们愿意再回到神的面前，向神祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time you give us this morning.
我们天上的父，感谢你今天的时间。
That we can come into your house and to worship you.
能够来到你的家，能够敬拜你。
And as we read your words, we cannot help but to worship you.
当我们再阅读你的话语的时候，我们不能够不敬拜你。
Because we know that you are the God of all creation.
因为我们知道你是创造天地万物的主。
You are the God of this universe.
你是这个宇宙的主。
And that you are our God.
你是我们的神。
You have given us your very best.
是将你最好的赐给我们,
through your Son and through your words.
藉着你的爱子, 藉着你的话语,
we can come and know you.
我们能够来认识你,
and so we pray this morning that we may be able to come and know you through the study of your word.
所以今天早上愿意藉着读你的话,
we pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名求,
Amen.
Amen.
I was particularly drawn to this passage because of not too sure, a couple of things.
我特别被这一段的圣经吸引，是因为有几件的事。
I know we talked a little bit about reading the Bible and the Word of God at the winter conference.
我们听到，记得在冬令会的时候，是听到关于去读神的话语的事情。
As one of the speakers shared about the 12 different ways we can read the Bible.
讲完在交通道有12个方法去阅读圣经。
I think I was also drawn to this passage because in our Bible study, in our Growing in Christ Bible study, we've been spending the past couple months talking about the Word of God.
另外一个原因，我被这件圣经吸引，是因为在我所带领的基督女长正我班上几个月都是讲述到阅读神话语这件事。
And as I was waiting upon the Lord as to what to share, the Lord would not release me from these words here.
当我在神面前等候去要思想今日要交通咩嘅时候，我就被呢段圣经再次吸引啦。The
Word of God is so important in our lives.
神嘅话喺我哋生活中系非常之重要。And
it's something that I think so many of us struggle with.
相信系，但系好多人喺呢件事上都有挣扎。And
we really aren't able to make use of the Word of God the way God intended for us to.
很多时候我们都没能够利用神的话语,
and that really saddens the Lord's heart.
这个实在令到神的心担忧.
We read in verse 10,
我们在第十节那里读到,
that the Word of God is more desirable than gold, it's sweeter than honey.
神的话是比金子可羡慕, 比蜜更加甘甜。
Just as in the song that we just last sang.
就好像剛才所唱的詩歌一樣,
this is something that is more desirable than all the things of this earth.
是比世界上所有的事情都更加, 是可以羡慕的,
and that is the Word of God.
就是神的话语。
I'm just wondering how true is that in our lives.
我喺度谂喺究竟喺我哋生命上呢个系有几大嘅事实咧
？I know almost all of us here are familiar with the Bible。
我知道所有人喺呢个我哋当中都系对圣经好熟悉。
There's probably even many, or at least a handful that study it diligently。
亦都知道有好多系好勤力嘅读圣经。
But I really wonder how true is in our lives, even of those who study it so diligently。
咁我就喺度思想究竟圣经在我们生命里面有多真实呢？就算是那些很勤力读圣经的人当中，那圣经是对我们有多真实呢？
Is the word of our Lord more precious than gold?
是不是主的话是不是比金子更加可以羡慕呢？
Is it sweeter than honey?
是不是比蜜更加甘甜呢？
You know, I understand that each year there are over 300,000 books that are printed.
我知道在这个世界每一年有30万的书是印了出来。
There's a whole wide range of books that are out there that we can read.
在书局里面有很多书我们可以阅读。
But how many of us are going to choose to read the Bible?
但有多少人是选择去阅读圣经呢？
How many of us are willing to read it from one cover to the other cover?
有多少人是愿意从头版读到尾版呢？
And you know how there's some of us who like reading books.
我知道有很多人喜欢读书。
We like reading books so much that even after reading it,We read it again.
有些人是甚至是读几次，将一本书读几次。
And again.
再读多几次。
I sometimes wonder about these people.
我有时就很怀疑这些人。
How can you read a book so many times?
为什么你可以将一本书读这么多次呢？
Doesn't it become boring? Don't you know what's going to happen at the end?
你不会觉得闷的吗？你不是已经知道结局是如何了吗？
Nevertheless, there are these types of people.
但无论如何，这些人始终都在这个世界里面。
But when it comes to the Bible,
但是当我们讲到圣经的时候
I hope this is in our attitude.
我愿意这个是我们的态度
That just because we've read it once or twice
不是因为只是我们已经读了一次或者读了两次
And we know how it ends
不是因为我们已经知道书上所记载的
That there's no urgency, that there's no desire to be able to go back and look at the words again
不是因为这样我们就没有这个愿望去再次回到神的话语里面
Because the words of God are rich
因为神的话语是丰富的
It's like treasure.
就好像宝物一样
But to many of us, it's like a forgotten book.
但是对我们很多人来说是一本被遗忘的书
I was reminded of the story about a boy.
我记起一个关于一个小孩的故事
He was at home and he looked up on the shelf in the library.
在家里面见到他家的架上面有很多的书
And he saw this big black book that had a bunch of dust on its cover.
见到一本黑色好大本嘅书，有好多尘已经封咗喺本书上面啦。
And he asked his mother, "What's that book?"
咁佢就问佢妈妈呢本系咩书咧
？And the mother, in an embarrassed fashion, answered.
咁呢个妈妈就好鱼嘅咁同佢回答佢。
That's the Bible.
呢本就系圣经啦。
God's book.
就系神嘅话语。
And the little boy responded.
咁呢个小朋友就回应。
If that's God's book, why don't we return it to him?
如果呢个系神嘅话语嘅话，系神嘅书嘅话，点解我哋唔还翻俾佢咧？
Because nobody around here uses it.
因为在这个屋企里面没人用这本书。
Is that how we treat our Bibles?
我们是不是这样对待我们的圣经呢?
We so infrequently use it.
我们很少用我们的圣经。
It's hard to tell who the owner is.
甚至是我们不可以分辨到这本书的主人是谁。
The Bible is treasure.
圣经是实在是宝物。
And we gotta search through it and look through it.
我们需要去寻求去阅读这本书。
There is so much in it for us.
在圣经里面有很多对我们有帮助的东西。
But it's like buried treasure.
但好像是被埋藏了的宝物一样。
We have to mine for it. We have to sift through it.
我们要很小心慢慢地去寻找。
In a way, you can kind of think of it like searching for lost money.
就好像寻找一些不见了钱的钱一样。
Have any of you ever lost money?
有没有人在这里不见过金钱呢?
Change fall out your pockets or your purse.
你跌咗啲碎银
rolling around on the sidewalk.
跌咗喺街嘅路边
step on it before it rolls down the hill.
你踩住嗰啲金钱，免得佢流落去山下边
We'll take the time to go find our lost change.
实在花好多时间去寻找我哋失去咗嘅碎银
And the more valuable it is, the more time we'll spend.
如果啲钱系更加大金额嘅话，我哋会花更多嘅时间去寻找。
I remember in years past, many years ago,
我记得好多年之前
my wife had packed up a bag of was actually diapers for my son as she was sending him off to daycare.
我記得我太太就預備了一大堆的尿片, 就是為了我兒子去到托兒所預備的。
So this was the night before, and then she had also packed in some cash, what we were supposed to pay the babysitter with.
除了尿片之外,她亦預備了一些現銀, 就是預備去到托兒所所付的金錢。
She had put in there $100.
咁就放咗100蚊喺嗰度。
I took the bag. I thought it was garbage.
咁我就攞咗嗰袋嘢，我以為係垃圾。
I stuffed it down the chute.
咁我抌咗落去垃圾房嗰度。
We lived in a good size apartment complex back then.
咁嗰陣時係住喺嗰啲分開嗰啲寓所裏面。
And so I went down with all the other neighbors' garbage.
咁我就要落到去尋找，就要喺其他鄰居嗰啲垃圾中間去揾翻嗰袋嘢出嚟。
Now, later that night, my wife asked me if I had seen that bag that was out there for tomorrow.
咁之後，過一陣之後，我太太就問我有冇見到嗰袋我為明天預備嗰袋嘢。
I said, "Oh, what do you mean? Which bag? The one that I threw down the garbage?"
我就問佢係邊一袋嘢咧？係咪就係啱啱抌咗落垃圾桶嗰袋嘢咧？
She told me there was money in there.
咁話俾我聽係有錢嘅裏面。
It's $100 there.
有100蚊喺裏面。
Okay, this is a long time ago. $100 went a long way.
咁係好耐之前，100蚊係更加大嘅金銀。
So of course I had to go down and look.
咁我結果就需要落到去尋找。
I don't know if I was compelled or whether my wife kicked me out of the house.
我唔知係點解，定係唔知係我自己一定要覺得佢，定係我太太踢咗我出門。
So of course I go down there and the garbage bins are full. These big ones.
咁當然落到去垃圾桶裏面，嗰個垃圾桶已經滿咗啦，已經有好多垃圾袋喺裏面。
This was a couple hours later, sifting through the garbage.
用咗好多嘅時間，幾個小時，就去喺啲垃圾中間去尋找。
When I couldn't find it in the first bin, I had to go look at the next bin.
我喺第一個垃圾桶揾唔到，要去第二個垃圾桶。
I never was able to find it.
我最後都揾唔到我嗰袋嘢。
But what I want to point out is because that money had value.
但我所想着重的就是因为那一袋东西是有金钱的。
I was willing to spend the time to look for it.
我是愿意花时间去寻找。
I would hope that we would recognize the value that the Bible has in our lives.
实在希望我们看到圣经在我们生命里面的价值。
And that we would be willing to spend time looking through the Bible.
使我们能够愿意去花时间去阅读圣经。
So at the most basic level, the Bible is a guidebook.
在最簡單的層面裡面所說,聖經是一個說明書。
You know, it provides us with insight as to how to live.
它給我們生命,教導我們如何活我們的生命,
We can read in verse 11 that the servant is warned by them.
我們在第11節那裡說到,你的僕人是因此受警戒。
We can think of it almost as a user's manual.
就好像一本說明書一樣。
And like any good user's manual, it has a bunch of warning labels.
在所有的說明書裡面都有很多的警告。
You know, it's amazing the warning labels that exist out there on the products that we find today.
我們實在在這個世界上面,那些說明書上面的警告,我們很多都很奇妙的,很奇怪的。
I think some that comes out because of all these liability issues.
因為那些警告在說明書上面寫了出來,是因為要避免很多其他有出錯的時候會被法律的控告。
And like that woman who had the hot cup of coffee from McDonald's and she spilled it on herself and ended up suing McDonald's and I think she won.
就好像前一陣子麥當勞被一個女人告,因為她被麥當勞那杯咖啡燙到。 所以他就告麥當勞。
There are some pretty amusing warning labels that exist today.
在這個世界上有很多很奇怪、奇妙的警告。
I think on a frozen dinner platter, there's a warning label that says defrost before eating.
在那些雪藏了那些晚餐上面,那裡有警告叫你吃之前要去解凍。
And then on an electric rotary drill, a drill that you use to drill holes in the wall.
還有那些電鑽那些警告上面呢?
There's a label on one of these products that says, this product is not intended as a dental tool.
那就告訴你,這個電鑽不是用來給你鑽牙的。
I understand that on one brand of microwaves it says, do not use for drying pets.
在微波爐上有一個警告,就是不要用微波爐去乾你的動物,你的寵物。
And this is the one that I like the best. This is a Superman costume.
這是我最喜歡的,就是一個超人的衣著。
You know what it's going to say.
你猜不猜到他的警告是什麼呢?
Wearing this garment does not allow you to fly.
穿著了這個超人的衣著,不能夠令你可以飛行。
And there's a lot of warning labels on products these days.
在這些說明書上有很多警告。
Because we are so naive, I suppose.
因為我們實在可能是很天真。
But the Lord God in His wisdom knew that we were very simple people.
但是神,我們的主知道我們是一個很天真的人。
And He knows that we need instructions in our lives.
他知道我們需要這些教訓,這些指示。
So He has given us His word.
所以祂就賜給我們祂的話。
And in His word there are lots of warnings.
在祂的話裡面有很多的警戒。
Right, not only does it tell us not to do all these things like murder, steal, lie, and covet.
不單止叫我們不要做這些以下列的事,殺人去偷東西。
But it also tells, reminds us that, for example, we should honor our father and mother.
但也提醒我們要去孝順父母。
So that it may be well with us, so that we may live a long life on this earth.
令到我們可以在地上的日子長壽。
It reminds us not to be bound together with unbelievers.
也提醒我們不要與不信的人同苦一握。
Because what fellowship does light have with darkness?
因為光與黑暗是沒有任何的交通。
Or that we should be slow to anger.
我們必須慢慢去發怒。
Because the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
因為怒氣是不是神的義。
All these warnings in the Bible.
所以在聖經裡面有很多的警戒。
We're to take heed of them.
我們要去注意這些警告。
Because it's for our protection.
因為是為著保護我們的目的。
God wants to protect us.
神希望保護我們。
He doesn't want us to get hurt.
不希望我們受傷。
And so He leaves us with His word so that we may be protected.
所以就賜給祂的話語,使我們能夠得保護。
The Bible, though, is much more than just a guidebook, a book that protects us.
但聖經不單止是一本說明書,不是只是為了保護我們緣故而寫出的。
But it's a book that provides us with great reward.
是一本書能夠賜給我們大賞。
And I hope that as people of the Lord, we will really be able to see the Bible as more than just a guidebook.
我實在希望我們作為神的兒女,能夠見到聖經是不單止是一本說明書一樣。
That God would really want to give us something through His words.
神是實在希望藉著祂的話賜給我們獎賞。
And that is His life.
就是祂的生命。
Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
藉著主耶穌基督。
That we're to spend time looking through His words.
我們需要花時間去閱讀祂的話。
Then we can come to know the Lord God as He desires.
我們就能夠認識神和祂所喜悅的事。
We just remain at the level of looking at the Bible as our user's manual.
我們如果仍然停留在這個階段,看聖經作為一個說明書的話,
then I'm afraid that we're just going to relegate the Bible to just another book of wisdom.
我們害怕聖經就會變為另外一本講智慧的書,
that will displace the value of the Bible.
我們輕看了聖經的價值,
and just see it as a bunch of do's and don'ts.
只是看聖經為告訴人做什麼,不要做什麼。
And we'll forget about the reality of God.
我們就忘記神的真實。
And we'll begin to doubt Him.
我們開始會懷疑祂。
And we'll question the way He judges.
我們會質問祂怎樣去審判人。
And we'll wonder whether He's fair.
我們就會去問神祂是不是公平的。
Whether He's right, whether He's true.
祂是不是正確,是不是真實的呢?
So these verses here in Chapter 19:7-9. It gives us a picture of the words of our Lord.
And
I think these are very helpful for us to understand so that we may see the truth behind the word of our Lord.
我覺得這些經節是非常對我們有幫助,
so we may be able to understand the reality as well as the treasures that exist.
我哋可以可以见到呢个真实，亦都见到神俾我哋嗰、那个嗰、那个宝物宝藏。
I'd actually like to start looking at verse 9. I'd like to work through this backwards.
我哋愿意开始由第九节翻到后嚟睇。
I'd like to work through the details of these different aspects of the word of the Lord.
愿意去睇呢啲神嘅话嘅细节。
Because I think as we work through the details, it will help us understand the general premise better, which is stated in verse 7.
因为如果我哋去睇呢啲细节嘅时候，我哋就会睇到呢啲喺第七节所说到嘅、所讲述到嘅假设。
So we find first of all in the end of verse 9 that the judgments of the Lord are true.
咁喺第九節嗰度講到神嘅典章真實，佢哋係全然公義。
God's words are true and they're real。
神嘅話係真實，係真實，係真嘅，係確實嘅。
Now God does what He says。
神係會做佢所講過嘅話。
He keeps His promises。
佢係唔會反悔嘅。
He's not like a parent who's soft and easy.
佢唔係一個家長咁好容易俾啲細路仔蝦。
He's always threatening the children to punish them.
亦都唔係好似啲家長成日都會去恐嚇嗰啲細路仔，會罰佢。
But they never end up punishing them.
結果都唔會罰佢哋。
They just have a bunch of empty words.
只係啲空嘅話語。
This is not our God.
我哋嘅神唔係咁樣嘅。
What He says is true.
佢所講嘅係真嘅。
What He promises will happen.
佢承諾到嘅係會現實嘅。
And we can just see it throughout the history of the Bible.
我哋實在喺聖經嘅歷史裏面見到。
And we can recall David.
我哋可以想起大衛。
Who because of his faithfulness, God promised that he would always have an heir on the throne.
因為大衛對神嘅忠心，神就應許佢喺神嘅寶座上面，永遠都有。大衛永遠都會喺神嘅寶座上面。
Or we can look at it on the negative side when God punishes and disciplines.
或者另外方面睇，我哋睇到當神去懲罰一個人嘅時候
，the people of Israel and Judah
以色列人猶大人
so unfaithful
係非常之對神唔忠心。
So many times God called them to turn from their ways.
好多時神叫佢哋省察佢哋嘅行為。
And they would half-heartedly many times. They would half-heartedly part way.Return to the Lord.
呢啲人聽咗之後可能會翻去神一半。
But seldom was it ever complete.
但永遠都係唔完全嘅歸回神嗰度。
And it was never lasting.
係永遠都唔會持續嘅。
And so as a result, God was true to His words.
所以神係結果係向佢嘅話係真實嘅。
Now, if these people were unfaithful, then God was going to punish them.
如果呢啲人唔忠心，佢會懲罰佢哋。
This is our God.
呢個就係我哋嘅神啦。
He's true and He's real.
佢係真係真實嘅。
He is also righteous and fair.
佢亦都係公義公平嘅。
Now, he doesn't err.
佢唔會犯錯。
He knows what is right and what's wrong.
佢知道對與錯。
He judges and assesses correctly.
佢會審判佢所有嘅審判都係正確嘅。
And he's able to do that because he knows the thoughts and intentions of our hearts.
佢能夠咁樣做，因為佢係監察人嘅思想。
Such that nothing is hidden from his sight.
係喺冇一嘢係可以喺佢面前能夠隱藏出嚟。
And because He is a God who is holy, and because He loves justice and righteousness,
因為佢係一個聖潔嘅神，佢喜悅去公平。
He is someone who is fair.
佢係一個公平嘅神。
And He's going to judge fairly.
佢亦都會係審判人嘅時候係用公平嘅手去審判。
Now there are times in the Bible when we see God execute His judgment very quickly, very swiftly.
咁喺聖經裏面，我見到神係施行佢嘅審判非常之快。
Sometimes it makes us wonder what kind of God is this?
咁我哋會思想呢個係一個點樣嘅神呢
？Isn't that unfair?
係咪一個好唔公平嘅神呢
？The sons of Aaron
就好似亞倫嘅兒子
，They offered up strange fire unto the Lord.
佢獻上發火，佢向神獻上燔火。
They were priests in the Lord's house.
佢哋係神嘅家裏面作祭司。
They were supposed to minister all these things, including all these sacrifices.
咁佢哋係負責去所有呢啲嘅獻祭
，which involved looking over the fire.
亦都係要管呢啲嘅燔火。
But in Leviticus 10, we find that they offered up some strange fire unto the Lord, which was not asked of them.
就在利未记那里记载到他们亚伦儿子就向神献上这些燔火，是神没有要求他们的。
So God judged them quickly.
神就很快去向他们施行审判。
Right, he burned them up.
他们将他们烧死。
To the outsider, it may look so unfair.
在外面的人来看，觉得非常不公平。
I mean, doesn't God even give us a warning?
为什么神不给他们有警告呢？
But we see here as we study the words of God that these two individuals did not honor God properly.
因为我们看到在神的话语那里看到这两个神的儿子没有敬畏神。
And as people who were supposed to be holy,
作为一个圣洁的祭司，
that is, they were supposed to be clean before the Lord and all the people.
他们需要在神面前，在人面前圣洁，
in order that they may be able to serve properly.
使他们能够正确在神面前去服侍他。
They dishonored the name of the Lord.
但是他就亵渎了神的名。
And they did not regard the Lord God as holy.
他不觉得神是圣洁。
And so God judged them swiftly and quickly.
所以神很快施行他们，向他们施行审判。
And we can also recount in the New Testament this similar type of judgment happened.
咁喺新约亦都有同样嘅审判。
In the early church.
喺早期教会嗰度。
With Ananias and his wife Sapphira.
喺亚拿尼亚同埋佢嘅太太嘅事上。
They had sold a plot of land.
他们买一块地。
As many of the other believers in the early church had done.
就好像在早期教会其他弟兄姊妹所作的一样。
And they had offered up the proceeds from the sale back to the church.
他们也都将所赚到的献上给教会。
But they hid back some of it.
但他们收埋了一部分。
They had advertised that they had given all of it back unto the Lord.
他又告诉人他们将所有的已经献给神。
But they had lied.
但是他们说谎。
And as a result, God struck down both the husband and the wife.
结果神就将这两个人太太和丈夫杀死。
For both of them had lied unto the Lord and the people.
因为两个都是在向神向人去讲大话。
So sometimes as we go through the Bible and we count these stories, we may think God is a cruel God.
所以当我们阅读圣经看到这些故事的时候，我们会觉得神是一个很残忍的神。
But he's not very fair.
他是一个不公平的神。
But then for every one of these stories that we can think of, there are so many more stories where we see God's compassion.
但是当我们看这些故事的时候，我们也都想起有其他的故事是彰显到神的怜悯。
You can see how he's merciful, how he's loving kind to us.
神是充满慈爱，是充满怜悯的。
He's a patient God.
是一个忍耐的神。
Remember Abraham?
记唔记得亚伯拉罕呢？
As he was outside the city of Sodom.
当他在所多玛出边的时候。
And the Lord said he was going to pronounce judgment.
神就告诉亚伯拉罕他要向这个城市作出审判。
And Abraham said, God, will you still do this even if there are 50 righteous men in the city?
亚伯拉罕就向神去问他，如果这个城市还有50个公义的人，你会不会去消灭这个城市呢？
And God said, no. And then Abraham said, well, how about if there's only 45?
神就说不会，但是亚伯拉罕也再问他，如果45个呢？
How about 40?
40个呢？
30?
30个呢？
20?
20
10. No, God would not destroy the city. He could find 10 righteous men in the city.
神是不会消灭这个城市，如果这个城市有十个公义的人。
God is merciful.
神实在是充满怜悯的神。
We know the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
我们也都知道主耶稣自己。
He is also one who withholds judgment.
他也是一个是他不会慢慢去审判人的人，一个神。
We remember that adulterous woman in the Gospel of John.
记得在约翰福音一个淫妇。
And those outside, those leaders in the city were ready to stone her to death because of her adulterous way.
那些城市的长老已经是准备用石头去打死她这个女人的了。
So then they questioned Jesus as to what they should do with her.
咁佢就質問耶穌，佢哋應該如何對待呢個女人呢？
Jesus said, "Let him who is without sin be the first one to throw a stone at her."
咁呢個耶穌就回答佢哋，邊個喺當中無罪嘅話，就可以用石頭打死個女人。
So slowly, one by one, all her accusers left.
咁慢慢控告呢個女人嘅人就慢慢離開啦。
What did Jesus say?
耶穌講咩呢？
Woman, is there no one here to accuse you?
女人在这里没人可以控告你。
Neither do I accuse you.
同样我不会控告你。
Go and leave your life of sin.
去离开你这个充满罪的生命。
Now God is merciful.
神实在是充满怜悯的。
I hope we never forget that.
我希望我们每一个人都不会忘记。
That in his judgment he is true, he is righteous.
在他的审判里面是真实是公义的。
He will know how to deal properly.
他懂得怎样 去对与错。
We also find that in verse 9, that the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever.
在第九节那里讲到耶和华的道理洁净，传到永远。在英文的解释是讲到敬畏耶和华的是清洁。
I've always found this particular verse here unique.
我觉得这一节是非常特别。
Because it's a little odd to think of the fear of the Lord as being clean.
因为很难想到敬畏耶和华的心是洁净的。
I think in this passage, what the Lord points out is his ways, his reputation.
相信在这段圣经，神所讲到是他的道路，是他的
his name, his who he is.
是讲到他的名，是他的所事。
He is holy, he is righteous.
他是圣洁，是公义的。
And that remains untarnished, it's clean.
是洁净的，是没有被污秽的。
And as such then, it endures forever.
所以是永远长存的。
And we're to give praise back unto him.
我们需要向他献上感谢，赞美。
Because he is a righteous and a fear of God.
因为是一个公义，是被敬畏的神。
A lot of us are familiar with the fact that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
咁好多人都记得呢节圣经系敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The rest of that verse reads, "The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding."
另外呢节嘅下边系嘅认识智慧者便是聪明。
We fear the Lord because He is holy.
我哋敬畏神，因为佢系圣洁嘅。
Godly fear will move us and will direct us to lead our lives in a particular way that's pleasing to Him.
敬畏神的心就会使我们的生活能够活出一个圣洁的生活。
It means believing in Him.
这个是相信祂的。
Acknowledging Him.
去承认祂的。
Receiving what He has given to us.
去见到祂所赐给我们的。
This is the way that we honor the Lord.
这个就是我们需要敬畏神的方法。
Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Isaiah.
请打开以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 6,
第六章
verse 3,
第三节。
This is Isaiah's vision.
这个就是以赛亚的异象。
It's a vision of these heavenly creatures.
是见到天上的活物。
Who are before the throne of God.
是在神的宝座前面。
And we read in verse 3 what they call out.
在第三节那里讲到他们呼喊所讲的。
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts.
圣哉圣哉万君之耶和华。
This is similar to what we read in the book of Revelation. About these same creatures, these seraphim.
就好像启示录所读到的这些同样的活物这些撒拉弗所呼喊的。
Where it says, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
圣哉圣哉圣哉万君之耶和华
who was, who is, who is to come.
昔在永在昔在现在永在的。
We see Isaiah's response.
这里看到以赛亚的回应。
There is much trembling and fear in his response.
在他的回应里面见到很多的震荡。
Verse 5, he says, Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips.
祸哉我灭亡了因为我的嘴唇不洁。
We see here that Isaiah recognizes who he is.
所以在这里看到以赛亚认识自己是一个怎样的人。
As he comes before the Lord,
当他来到神的面前
he has no right to be there before the Lord.
他没有这个权利在神的面前
because he is unclean.
因为他是不洁的。
He recognizes that he is in the presence of the Holy Almighty God.
他知道他是一个圣洁的神的当中。
But we see God in his grace what he does.
但我们看到神的恩典。
One of the seraphim takes a burning coal and touches Isaiah's lips with it in verse 6.
有一位撒拉弗就拿着一个红炭用这个红炭去沾以赛亚的口。
And because he takes this coal and touches Isaiah's lips, Isaiah is then made clean. His sins are forgiven.
就係藉住呢個紅炭去沾以賽亞口，以賽亞就會得到潔淨，佢嘅罪亦都被除掉。
I really view this action as symbolic of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我實在覺得呢件事係講述到耶穌嘅事。
How the Lord Jesus Christ is like that burning coal from the altar.
就好似耶穌就係嗰、那個由壇裏面攞出嚟嘅紅炭一樣。
Who comes and cleanses us.
嚟到我哋嗰度去潔淨我哋。
But this only happens after we recognize who the Lord God is.
但係發生呢件事之前，我哋需要去認識神係如何一位嘅神。
But he is holy.
佢係聖潔嘅。
And because he is holy.
因為佢係聖潔嘅。
We have no right to be before him.
我哋喺佢面前係冇任何權利。
But when we do come before him,
但係當我哋
here,
但是当我们战战兢兢地来到神的面前的时候，我们就能够被洁净，就好像以赛亚被洁净一样。
We know that our Lord Jesus Christ lives forever.
我们知道我们的主耶稣基督是永远长存的。
To make intercession for us.
是时常去为我们祷告。
Because he saves forever those who draw near to him.
因为他向那些去接近他的是作出拯救。
Do we draw near to the Lord in fear?
我哋會唔會戰戰兢兢嘅嚟到親近神咧
？In godly fear, in respect and reverence,
係屬神嘅戰戰兢兢嘅親近佢咧
？For when we do, we will be clean.
因為如果我哋咁做嘅時候，我哋就會得潔淨。
And we will give praise back unto Him forever and ever.
我哋亦都會向佢獻上讚美啊，係直到永遠。
Let's go back to the book of Psalms, verse 8.
翻翻去詩篇第八節嗰度。
The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
耶和華的命令清潔，能明亮人的眼目。
So when we think of what is pure, we think of that which is unmixed, undefiled.
當我們思想到什麼是清潔的時候呢，就是思想到是不會是被沾污的。
There's no defect in it.
在裡面是沒有一些殘質的。
There are no impurities.
是沒有一些雜質的。
It is 100% that item.
是100%是一結整體的。
So the commandments of the Lord uniquely express who God is.
所以神的命令就很關鍵性的就講述到神是如何一位的神。
There's no mixing.
是不會去雜埋其他東西的。
Now that's why it's so important as believers in the Lord to know the words of God.
所以作為相信神的人，我們非常很重要，我們要認識神。
Because we in the 21st century here live in a worldof media and communication.
因為在21世紀裏面，我們住在一個時常有很多新聞的時代裏面。
It's the new age.
是一個新的時代。
Where we can talk to anybody, anywhere, at any time.
我們可以何時何地跟任何人可以有溝通。
There are no gaps. We no longer have to send mail and wait for it to arrive as it goes across the sea.
咁人與人之間係冇空隙嘅，我們可以隨時去send 電郵去俾在海外的人。
And as such, there is so much information floating around.
同樣有很多不同的資料在這個互聯網上面。
That it makes it very easy for us to get confused as to what is true.
咁我哋就係因為咁樣令到我哋好多時會唔清楚呢個真理。
We live in a time that is very humanistic.
我哋住一個好屬於一個人類好人類主義嘅世界裡面。
People call it we live in an age of modernism.
有啲人或者讲系住喺一个现代嘅世纪里面。
There are a lot of sayings that are perpetrated throughout this world these days.
咁喺呢个世界里面有好多嘅好多嘅理论。
That have truth to them.
呢理论可能系有真理喺里面嘅。
They even draw upon elements from the Bible.
呢理论可能系有圣经唔同嘅元素。
But they are not pure.
但是不是清潔不是潔淨的。
They are not straight from the word of God.
不是直接由神的話來到的。
What are some of them?
有些什麼呢?
Money can't buy happiness.
金錢是不能夠買到喜樂。
But it sure can buy just about everything else.
但是能夠買到其他任何的東西。
Including all sorts of evil.
亦都所有邪惡的東西都買到。
But we know that the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil.
但是外世界就是萬惡之根。
What's another one?
還有什麼呢?
To eat, drink, and be merry.
要吃喝，要去喜乐。
Live for today, don't worry about tomorrow.
为住今日去活，唔好担心明天。
We hear those words, eat, drink, and be merry.
但当我哋听到呢啲话，要去吃喝玩乐嘅时候
，we can also find those words contained in the Gospel of Luke.
我哋同样可以喺路加福音嗰度揾到呢一句话。
As the Lord was telling a parable about an individual who's saving up and storing for himself.
系讲到一个人系去为自己去积蓄财富。
And after he had filled up his barns, he thought he could just kick back and eat, drink, and be merry.
当佢将佢嘅库仓去填满嘅时候，佢就喺度谂佢可以吃喝去玩乐。
But God met him that night.
但系神就喺嗰晚遇到佢。
He said, "You fool!"
就系愚蠢嘅人啦。
This very night, your soul is demanded of you.
你嘅灵魂系出卖咗你啦。
Sometimes we fail to see the reality of life.
好多时候我哋睇唔到生活上面嘅真实。
And we just live for the moment. We just prepare for today.
我哋就系为咗今日而活。
We don't think about tomorrow.
我哋唔会向明日去思想。
We don't think about our future with our Lord.
我哋唔会思想我哋嘅神，我哋嘅将来。
Or another one is truth is relative.
另外一个就系真理系相对嘅。
There are no absolutes.
系冇啲确实嘅，冇绝对嘅。
We can be all right. You can have your way. I can have my way. We can go off and just be merry.
你可以有你嘅思想，我可以有自己嘅理论，我哋可以全部都一齐咁开心。
But we know the Bible doesn't say that.
但系圣经唔系咁样教导我哋。
There's a proverb that says, "There is a way which seems right to man."
喺箴言嗰度讲到有一条道，人人都以为对。
But its end is the way of death.
但系领去死亡嘅。
To so many men in this world.
在对世界很多人来讲
They think they can just take a little bit of this, a little bit of that and mix it.
他觉得可以在这里拿一些那里拿一些去混在一起
And come up with the best way of life.
就可以做出一个生命最好的方法出来
But God tells us all this mixing will just lead to death in the end.
但是神告诉我们这些所有混在的道理只是会领去死亡的
There's only one right way.
只有唯一嘅道路。
There's only one way that is pure.
唯一正確嘅道路係潔淨嘅、清潔嘅。
That is the way of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就係主耶穌嘅道路。
In His words.
同埋佢嘅話語。
God's commandments provide us with light.
神嘅命令清潔。
Once we begin to see how pure His words are, then they become light for us.
当我们开始见到神的话是如何清洁的时候祂说就成为我们的亮光
And they allow us to be able to walk in His way,
使我们能够在祂的道路上行走
That we would no longer be people who are blind,
我们不再成为一个瞎眼的人
Stumbling about, being blown and tossed about by the winds,
不会被世界的风气吹来吹去
But that we would know the truth,
我们会认识真理
That we would come out of darkness,
我们会脱离黑暗
And be able to have fellowship with the Lord God.
能够与主有交通。
Okay, verse 8, the precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart.
第八节，耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心。
God's precepts are those things which He has appointed to us.
神嘅训词系嗰啲佢赐俾我为我哋立嘅。
It's based on Him having visited us.
系因为佢曾经嚟到世界去见。去探我哋。
You know, God has met with us throughout history.
神喺历史上面系遇见我哋。
He has spoken through the prophets.
佢藉住先知向我哋说话。
And He's allowed His words to be recorded.
佢亦都让佢嘅话系记录喺书上面。
And eventually those words became the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
结果佢嘅话亦都成为咗主耶稣自己。
Who was a spoken word.
就系一个。讲出嚟嘅话语，一个道理，
not only,
一个道。
Not only the spoken word, but the living word.
唔单止系所讲出嚟嘅道理，亦都系一个活嘅道。
And those words that He speaks are right.
佢所讲嘅道系正确嘅。
Now they're level, they're straight, they're correct.
佢直嘅系正确嘅。
And when we come to accept them, then we will be able to rejoice in our hearts.
当我哋去接受呢啲话嘅时候，我哋嘅心就能够快活。
I think a lot of young believers struggle with obeying all the words in the Bible.
好多当初信嘅就
young believers struggle with obeying all the words in the Bible.
有好多初信嘅系喺挣扎，唔能够去 服从神所说的话。
They sometimes begin to think that if I obey all these things, it's going to mean I'm going to be unhappy.
他们会思想，如果我们服从了圣经所讲的话的时候，我会不会得到喜乐。
But we read here that when we recognize that the precepts of the Lord are right, our hearts will be able to rejoice.
但我们在这里看到，当我们认识耶和华的训词是正直的时候，这些训词就能够快活我们的心。
Not only our hearts,
不单只是我们的心，
the hearts of all those whom we are around.
是所有在我们周围的人。
We will learn what it means to be a blessing to others.
我们会学到怎样成为其他人的祝福。
I think one of the best examples of this is in the book of Acts.
我觉得有一个最好的例子就在《使徒行传》那里。
In the books of Acts, chapter 4, the account of Peter and John as they meet this lame man.
在《使徒行传》第四章那里讲到彼得和约翰是遇到这个瘸腿的人。
In chapter 3, there's this lame man who comes up to them and asks for alms.
咁喺第三章嗰度，彼得同约翰见到呢个瘸腿嘅人，瘸腿嘅人就向佢乞钱。
Peter and John, they were true to God. They could not be true to this man. They did not have any money. They did not have any gold or silver to give to this lame man.
咁彼得同约翰系向神系诚实，亦都向呢个人诚实，因为佢身上系冇任何嘅金钱。
But instead, what they gave him.Was the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是反而他们能够所给这个人的就是主耶稣基督。
And as a result of that, the man was able to pick up his mat and to be able to walk and to leap and to praise God.
所以结果这个人是能够起来去行走。
Shortly thereafter that, Peter and John were brought before the council, before the Sanhedrin to be questioned about what they were doing.
过了这件事之后，彼得和约翰就被那些文士和祭司长去捉了去。
About how they were preaching in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
去質問佢哋點解佢哋係奉主耶穌基督嘅名去傳道。
And they were performing miracles in the power of His name.
點解能夠藉住佢嘅名去施呢個神蹟。
And they were told to stop doing this.
佢哋係被警告要去停止。
But Peter said,
但係彼得係咁講。
Is it right for us to obey man or is it right to obey God?
奉從人不奉從神係咪對呢？
They recognized that they had to be true to God.
佢哋認識佢哋需要向神係要誠實。
This was the right thing to do.
因為呢件就係正確嘅事要去做。
The commandments of the Lord is right.
神嘅訓詞係正確嘅。
And when we follow the commandments of the Lord, our hearts will be able to rejoice.
當我哋去服從神嘅命令嘅時候，我哋嘅心就能夠喜樂。
Not only our hearts, but all those who are around and able to see.
唔單止係我哋嘅心，同樣係周圍我哋喺我哋周圍人嘅心都能夠看見。
The lame man was able to pick up his mat to walk, to be able to rejoice.
呢個瘸腿嘅人能夠起來行走，能夠去歡喜嘅去讚美神。
The people were able to praise God.
其他人亦都能夠去讚美神。
There was joy all around Peter and John.
在彼得和约翰的周围都充满了喜乐。
Because they were obedient to God.
因为他们从神。
They did what was right.
他们做了正确的事。
God's testimony is sure.
神的见证是确定的，在第七节那里说到。
Through his word, we can come to understand that he is faithful, that he is reliable.
藉着他的话，我们看到他是信实的。
He is trustworthy. If he says something is going to happen, it's going to come to pass.
他是确定的。如果他说到有些事将来 会发生，这件事就一定会发生。
He is not a man. He does not lie.
神不是一个人，他不会说谎话的。
He cannot lie.
他不能够说谎话。
And so we can be sure of God's words.
所以我们肯定神的话。
It should give us confidence.
我们要向神的话有信心。
That all things are possible.
凡事都能，都可行，都能够。
He has worked in the past and he will continue to work in the future.
他在过去工作，在将来也都会工作。
But if we want to become wise,
但如果我们希望成为有智慧的话，
we must first be made simple.
我们需要成为愚拙。
For the foolishness of God is wiser than man.
因为神的愚拙 是比人的聪明是更加。
Sometimes we think we can become wise just using our own mind.
很多时候我们会觉得我们能够成为 得到智慧，就利用可以利用我哋自己嘅脑去得到智慧。
We have to be made simple first.
但我哋需要系被神变成愚拙先。
Because we cannot hold on, we cannot grasp and comprehend the things of God unless God allows us to.
因为我哋捉唔住神嘅事情，就除非神系允许嘅话。
He only allows those who are simple in heart to be able to do this.
佢只系会俾嗰啲天真同埋愚拙嘅人可以捉到佢嘅智慧。
The word simple here means to be open.
呢个字英文圣经系讲到去天真去简单，系讲到要去打开你嘅心。
And put in this context, it means to be open to the testimony of the Lord.
系要系打开你嘅心，去愿意接受神嗰个见证。
To know that the testimony is sure.
要知道神嘅见证系确定嘅。
You know, there are many experts over the years who have tried to disprove the validity of the Bible.
过去有好多嘅专家系想去否定圣经嘅真实性。
Who have attacked the Bible.
去挑战呢本圣经。
And attacked his people.
去挑战神嘅民。
We certainly can think of the Apostle Paul.
可以谂到保罗。
A so-called expert, a Pharisee of the Pharisees, a Hebrew of the Hebrews.
是专家来的，是希伯来人中的希伯来人。
He thought he knew it all.
他以为自己已经懂得所有东西了。
And as such, he tried to destroy those who were of the way, those who were of the Christian faith.
所以他要去毁灭这个基督教。
But God had to break him down.
但是神主要去破碎他。
And God had to show him that he did not know.
神要去俾佢知道佢唔懂得。
And all those things that he accounted of value were but rubbish.
佢所有以为系宝贵嘅系要成为粪土。
There's also an account of this 19th century archaeologist.
咁亦都喺19世纪里面有一个考古学家。
Who in some ways was kind of like Paul.
喺好似保罗弟兄一样。
His name was William Ramsey.
佢嘅名叫 William Ramsey.
He was a 19th century archaeologist.
咁喺19世纪咧，系一个考古学家嚟嘅。
And what he tried to do was to disprove the validity of the New Testament.
咁佢所想做嘅嘢咧，就系要去否定新约圣经嘅真实性。
He studied in the great universities of England, in Oxford.
佢喺 Oxford 嗰度读书嘅。
And what he tried to do was to disprove the validity of Luke's account.In the Gospel of Acts, in the Book of Acts.
咁佢要去否定路加福音所上面所记载到嘅事情。
He did not like the theology or theologians, especially German theologians.
佢唔喜欢嗰啲神学家，特别系嗰啲德国嘅神学家。
He wrote, "I do not follow the prevailing tendency of German criticism of the New Testament."
咁佢嗰度讲到，觉得佢唔会去跟随嗰啲德国。神學家會對新約嗰、那個批評嗰個傾向。
It is wrong because it is narrow.
佢哋係錯嘅，因為佢哋嗰個思想係狹窄嘅。
And because it judges from erroneous premises and unjustifiable prejudices.
咁佢係佢哋否定呢個聖經係藉住呢啲一啲錯嘅嗰啲總係嗰啲唔能夠確定嘅嘅。
So this man took many trips to Asia Minor.
咁呢個人就好多次去到中東嗰度，小亞細亞嗰度。
He did a lot of excavations, digging up the earth.
咁佢周圍去考古
，trying to find a history some 1900 years earlier.
願意去尋找到1900年前發生過嘅歷史
，hoping to uncover the truths of the time back then to disprove that which was.Written in the Bible.
希望去揾到嗰陣時發生嘅事，亦都去否定聖經所記載嘅事情。
So that he could go back and teach the students the truth.
使佢能夠可以歸回學校嗰度教嗰啲學生真理。
But with each trip that he took,
但係每一次考古嘅路上
，he uncovered more and more of what was true in the Bible.
咁佢就發現更多聖經所講真實嘅。
Such that to the point he came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
結果佢係相信主耶穌。
This is what happens.
这个就是所发生的.
When individuals go and try to disprove the Bible,
当人去尝试否定圣经的时候,
they'll find that the words of the Lord are sure.
他就会发现, 圣经是确定的.
That they are reliable.
他是可信的.
And they can make us wise.
能够使我们有智慧.
But they can only make us wise when we learn to apply it to our lives.
但是它只是能够使我们有智慧, 除非我们能够在我们的生活上面,
It involves more than just reading or studying or even meditating on the words of God.
不单只是阅读去思想,
but we need to live out the words of God.
我们需要活出神的话,
That's the only way by which we can become wise.
这个就是我们能够成为有智慧的唯一的道路.
Now, Hebrew wisdom was built on the condition of the human heart.
希伯来人的智慧是集中在人的心那里.
Based on the will of the human heart, that the human heart will respond to the sayings of the Lord.
是着重在人的心, 人的心是会回应, 世界上所发生的, 的事, 和所有的理论.
Greek or Western thinking, wisdom,
希腊人的思想,
is based on the mind.
是着重在我们的, 脑袋里面.
It's based on the intellect.
是着重在我们人的 IQ的智慧.
As we try to prove things scientifically or we come up with theories and hypotheses,
在科学上面,当我们去慢慢去作出很多不同的研究,不同的理论,
to some degree it's very speculative in nature.
是好像是在天然里面,很多都是投机的,是估计的,很多都,
because as it, if you've ever done science, you recognize it's very difficult to prove anything.
如果你读科学的,你都知道很难去确定一件事.
So that is why it's so speculative, because it's just formed on a lot of hypotheses.
所以是很投机的,很多都是假设的.
So this wisdom that the Lord wants to give to us, it's of our hearts, not of our minds.
这个神希望所赐给我们的智慧,是着重在我们的心,不是在我们的思维里面.
That our hearts would be moved and respond to Him.
我们的心能够被神感动.
So that we can reinforce how His testimonies indeed are sure.
使我们能够更加去认识神的法度是确定的.
So this takes us back to the very first one.
所以再来到七章第一节那里了.
The very first aspect of the Word of God.
七节第一部分.
And that is the law of the Lord is perfect.
就是神的律法传递.
The law of the Lord is perfect.
耶和华的律法传递.
As we've talked through these different aspects of the word of the Lord, His testimonies, His precepts, His commandments, the fear, the judgment.
当我们讲到耶和华的话语的时候,讲到祂的法度,祂的训示,祂的命令,
I hope we can see how perfect His words and deeds are.
实在愿意我们看到祂的律法是传递的.
And nothing needs to be added or taken away from these words.
没需要再加上去,亦都没需要去将这些话语里面拿走.
Because these words were written and spoken for our saints.
因为这些话是为着我们缘故所讲的.
And these words became alive through the person of Jesus Christ.
这些话亦都成为活的,藉着主耶稣的缘故.
So that we could be made perfect and complete.
使我们能够成为一个完全的人.
So that our souls could be restored.
令我们的灵魂可以被苏醒.
Now this is God's heart.
这个就是神的心了.
This is something that He's always desired from the beginning, since the fall of man.
就是在人堕落之后,一直都是这个愿望.
Is to restore us back into Himself.
是要使我们恢复到祂的面前.
This word restore, the Hebrew verb, appears over 1,000 times in the Old Testament.
这个苏醒这个字在旧约里面是出现了多过1,000次.
The Lord God has always been trying to restore His people.
神是一直希望苏醒恢复祂的人民, 子民.
Because we were all created in His image.
因为我们都是藉着祂的形象被造的.
But then we fell away.
但是我们堕落.
And God gave us His words.
神就给祂的话.
He gave us the living word, the Lord Jesus Christ.
是给祂活的话, 就是主耶稣基督.
To be able to rescue us, and so that we would be able to be recovered.
能使我们拯救我们,能够恢复我们.
So that we could be redeemed and have a new life.
能够使我们得赎,得到一个新的生命.
So that we could be changed into the Christ-like man.
使我们能够成为一个像基督的人.
This is God's work.
这个就是神的工作.
This is what He desires to do within us.
这个就是神希望在我们心所作的.
And so I hope that as we've talked through this, that you would really see the heart of our Lord.
但願我們讀這幾節聖經的時候,我們見到神的心意,
that this is not just a mechanical type of relationship that we have with God.
使我們見到我們神的,與神的關係不是機械性的,
that it isn't just a bunch of religion, it's just a bunch of rituals.
不只是一些宗教儀式,
that we just read the Bible for the sake of reading the Bible.
我們讀聖經就是為讀聖經的緣故,
God's words are not the ends themselves.
神的話不是結束結果,
it's not the ends of reaching a goal of knowing God.
不是你讀的神的話,不是為了得到什麼,是得到什麼,
it's just the means by which we're able to come and know God.
是一個認識神的過程,
and so as such, we are to use it that way.
所以我們需要去閱讀神的話,
but we will never be able to use it that way. We don't see more of what the Bible really is.
不能夠利用這些話,如果我們看得更多,
we don't recognize the truth and the reality behind it.
如果我們不看到聖經的真實和真確,
all the great treasures that God has in store for us.
所有神給我們的寶物,
no, in Psalm 19, it's broken up really in two sections.
在詩篇第19篇, 實在是有兩部分,
the first section, verses 1 through 6, really speaks of God's glory and His power.
第一至六節是講到神的權力和榮耀.
The second section speaks of God's wisdom and righteousness as manifested through His Word.
第二段是講到神的公義是藉著神的話顯現出來.
And it's interesting to note that in the first portion of this chapter, the name God is used.
很特別的就是頭一部分, 神的名是被用到,
and in the second portion, the name Lord is used.
另外一部分是講到主,
the word God, El,
神,在希伯來文L這個字,
is a very general name for God.
是一個對神一個很普遍的名,
it's non-specific.
不是很著重在什麼那裡,是很普遍的.
And we can kind of see that when we just look at the people of this world who just look at creation, at its glory, they go, oh, yes, I can tell God created the world.
可以見到在這個世界,當這些世界見到很多不同的被創造的時候,他們會說,神創造這個世界。
There are many people who believe in God. As humanistic of a society as we live in, it's still a society that still believes in God to some degree.
很多人都相信有神,特別在人類主義這個世界, 的裡面,很多人都相信有神,
but that belief is very shallow.
但這個相信神,這個信念是很膚淺的。
And if we don't invest ourselves in the Word of God, all that shallow thinking will come and infiltrate into our mind.
如果我們不在神的話裡面投資的話,這些膚淺的思想就會入了我們的腦裡面。
It'll poison us. If we only spend 1 or 2 hours a week in the Word of God, mainly when we're here on a Sunday morning, then we're going to be heavily influenced by the rest of the hours of the week where we spend outside in the world.
實在會被這些膚淺的思想影響,如果我們每個星期只是花禮拜日兩個小時回來聚會讀聖經的話,我們的結果是會被我們在其他時間被其他世界的思想去影響。
We'll begin to treat the Bible and God casually.
我們會對這本聖經是很普通的,很平常的變化。
We will never come to know who God really is.
我們永遠都不會見到神是如何一位。
We just see God as El.
我們會見到神就是那個El,就是一個很普遍,普通的神。
This impersonal God.
就是一個與你沒有關係的神。
God wants us to see Him as the Lord.
神希望你見到祂是主。
By reading, by studying, by meditating, by living out the words of the Lord, we will come to know Him by His personal name.
去讀他的话,去思想他的话,你就可以能够认识神,主这个名字。
When Moses was in the desert,
当摩西在沙漠的时候,
God revealed Himself to him.
神就向摩西显现,
through the burning bush,
是藉着那个烧那个草丛,
and He told Moses to go out and lead the people out of Egypt.
藉著這樣他叫摩西去帶以色列人出埃及.
And Moses asked God, well, whom should I say sent me? What is his name?
摩西就問神, 是誰差遣我去的呢?
God said, I am who I am.
神就是我是自有永有的。
The God who exists.
就是神那个，就是那个，存在的神。
Now this word, the Hebrew, I am who I am, is closely related to the Lord Jehovah.
这个，自有永有这个字在希伯来文是非常之，接近，耶和华这个字。
It really speaks of God's timelessness.
是讲到神那个，永恒性，无时间性。
How he's a God of the past, the present, the future.
他是神是，昔在、现在、永在的神。
And that's how we come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, how he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
这个就是我们所认识的神，就是，昔在、现在、今在、不变的神。
Later, a couple of chapters later in the book of Exodus.
在过了几章之后，在，出埃及记。
We find that the Lord tells Moses that he will come to know him by his personal name.
神就告诉，摩西说，你会，认识我，你会认识我，我按名认识你。
That he's no longer just a God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, who is known as El Shaddai, the God Almighty.
他不再是，以撒、雅各、亚伯拉罕的神，不是那个，万军之耶和华。
But that he would make himself known to Moses as the Lord God Jehovah.
他会，令摩西认识，我是，耶和华，主耶和华。
Moses was a very unique individual.
摩西是一个很特别的，人。
He was a man who was able to speak to God, just as a man would speak to another man.
这个人能够，向神有沟通，就好像他与其他人有沟通一样。
He spoke to the Lord as a man would speak to another, face to face.
他能够与神，面对面去交通。
This is who God is.
这个就是，神。
He wants to reveal himself to us.
他愿意向我们显现。
Through his personal name.
是藉着他，那个亲切，和我们有亲，那个亲切那个名。
The Lord God Jehovah.
就是主耶和华。
And this is how we can come and know him.
这个就是我们能够，来到认识耶和华的。
Only when we go and read through his word.
唯有藉着我们，来到圣经那里阅读他的话。
And we study them, we hold them close to our heart.
当我们，读他的话，去，将他的话藏在心里面。
And as we live them out.
我们，活出这句话的时候。
Let's end our time here with a word of prayer.
我们，结束的时候有少少的祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a God who loves us so much.
我们天上的父，我们，多谢你，你是一个，爱我们，好多极多的神。
That you are not just a God of the universe.
你不单只是，创造世界的神。
But you are a God who cares for every part of your creation.
但是你是一个，关心，所有被创造，的人的神。
Even for those whom you have formed out of dust.
不单只是，甚至是那些，由尘土出来的人一样。
We are like nothing before you.
我们在你面前是，没价值的。
And yet you reveal yourself to us through your words.
但是你藉着你的话，向我们显现。
And ultimately through your Son, the living word.
结果是，藉着，主耶稣基督向我们显现。
We come before you and confess that, we are not good enough to come in your presence.
我们来到你的面前承认我们，是不好，不能够做到最好来到你的面前。
We recognize we do not spend enough time with you.
我们，知道我们，没花，很多的时间，与你一起。
And how much this must sadden you.
但是，知道，这个是令到你如何担忧。
We pray that you would forgive us.
求你原谅我们。
And that you would change us.
你会改变我们。
That you would make us into the people that you desire.
使我们成为，你喜悦的人。
People who could draw close to you.
这些人是我们，使我们能够亲近你。
People who could come and know you, come and serve you.
能够认识你，能够服侍你。
So we pray that you would be able to allow these words to settle within our hearts.
求你，将这些话是藏在你的心里面。
That we would hold on to them.
使我们抓紧这些话语。
And have a desire to look more and more through your words.
是，希望，有这个，愿望去更加去，去读你的话。
So that we can come and know you more.
使我们能够更加去认识你。
And to be made in the image of our Lord Jesus Christ.
使我们无成，主耶稣儿子的样式。
We pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.